Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, November 21st, 2023. U.S. futures are pointing to a slightly lower, almost flat open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened narrowly mixed, following mostly higher levels in Asian markets. U.S. dollar is lower again, while offshore China yuan is at multi-month highs, and Japanese yen is also stronger. Treasury yields are lower at the long end, but higher at the short. Crude oil futures are dipping ahead of the OPEC Plus meeting. Gold is well supported, and industrial metals are also higher. There is no change in the broader themes driving the equity market sentiment. The disinflation momentum, soft landing narrative, and expectations that central bank policy has peaked are among the major factors helping the sentiment. And the market has largely shrugged off worries over the lagged effects of central bank's tightening cycle and the recession signaling coming from the bond market. On the central bank front, the Bank of England governor reiterated that it is far too soon to propose interest rate cuts and highlighted the risk borrowing costs might need to increase in the coming months. This fits in with the central banks trying to avoid outsized easing in financial conditions as focus shifts to rate cuts next year. The Reserve Bank of Australia minutes showed that members debated over the case for holding the cash rate steady but settled on a rate increase amid the risk of failing to achieve inflation target as projected. In the U.S., key focus on the macro calendar today includes the October existing home sales, as well as the weekly API crude inventories and the weekly Redbook chain store. And notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Analog Devices, Best Buy, Medtronics, Lowe's Companies, and Jacobs Solutions. These companies are posting their results before they open. NVIDIA, HP Inc., and Autodesk will report after the close. In corporate news, Jacobs Solutions is going to spin off and combine its CMS and Cyber and Intelligence Government Services businesses with Amentum. Jacobs is expected to receive cash proceeds of $1 billion US dollars at close of the deal in the second half of 2024. Carlyle Group has sold its 28% stake in McDonald's China for $1.8 billion US dollars, according to Bloomberg. This follows an agreement between the two for the Carlyle to acquire McDonald's businesses in mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau for undisclosed terms. India is preparing a deal to let Teslas and cars to the country and set up a factory within 2 years, according to Bloomberg. Asian equities tilted higher on Tuesday. Hong Kong had more gains today, though off its best levels. Mainland Chinese stocks also went higher. Chinese real estate stocks rallied following reports that regulators have compiled a list of 50 property developers eligible for financing breaks. Although some analysts cautioned that providing low-cost financing will not necessarily solve the structural issues plaguing the sector. Elsewhere, Japan closed near the flat line following a choppy day. Australia finished higher on energy and mining outperformance. Taiwan closed in on a 19-month high as AI-related tech stocks surged. South Korea also finished the day with gains. Southeast Asia was mixed, and India is trading higher. European markets have opened mixed to lower. In regional headlines, the German budget is in crisis as last week's court ruling that the off-budget fund was unlawful forces the government to impose an emergency spending freeze. And in the UK, the press is talking up the potential for tax cuts in Wednesday's fiscal statement. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Tuesday, November 21st, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.